We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
608, this is News Radio KDKA. Another mass shooting has the attention of the nation. And I think, Marty, when you hear about these things these days, what's your first reaction? Not again, right?
I don't know anymore.
And you have a statistic that's just staggering.
Well, there are more mass shootings than days of the year. And everybody can argue about the classifications and what is a mass shooting. I really don't give a damn. I don't know anymore, though, Larry. I think we've become kind of, it's almost like these big storms. Unless it hits your house, do you really care? Honestly, if there's an earthquake somewhere in Turkey, 50,000 people killed, do you really care?
50,000, I know.
I mean, do you really care? The war in Ukraine with tens of thousands of killed, do you really care? And even a little closer to home, this tornado in Mississippi. I'll tell you what, brother. I was in Oklahoma City, and I have been to probably a dozen and a half tornadoes. I was actually physically live in a tornado in Texas. But I don't think, in the Mississippi situation, you see that devastation, you know those folks are dead, but do you really care? And I think, my friend, that with these mass shootings, they're so pervasive and so prevalent, I think, do we really care? Unless it helps us to know that it hits our house or our family or our neighborhood. I don't know.
CBS's Christian Benavides.
A Nashville church held a prayer vigil last night to comfort a city in mourning after yesterday's deadly shooting at a Christian elementary school.
I was hoping this day would never, ever come here in this city.
Newly released surveillance video shows the moments the suspect, identified as 28-year-old former student Audrey Hale, shot through the side doors and entered the Covenant School. Within minutes, law enforcement responded.
Multiple victims down inside the school.
Police say two officers pictured here shot and killed the suspect on the second floor of the school.
Even in a remarkably fast response, there was not enough time.
Among the dead are three students, all just 9 years old, identified as Evelyn Dykehouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney. Also three adults, custodian Mike Hill, substitute teacher Cynthia Peak, and head of school Catherine Coons.
I'm just so sad and heartbroken for the families that are impacted by this and their children.
Police say that this was a planned and targeted attack and that the suspect had detailed maps drawn out of the school's surveillance and entry points.
It's just heartbreaking to see it actually happen right here in our hometown.
A growing makeshift memorial of teddy bears and flowers now sits outside of the school. Nashville's police chief said the suspect was armed with three weapons, an assault-style rifle, an assault-style pistol, and a handgun. Law enforcement believes two of the weapons were obtained legally.
This community now leaning on each other and in prayer during this difficult time.
And they will have a news conference this morning with more details.
So I get this text, and I wanted to read this to you because I think it's relevant. And I think it's what resonates with so many people. And then I want to throw some numbers at people because I think it brings it home. So this is from one of my law enforcement folks. Another school shooting in Nashville. Until they stop leaving schools as soft targets, Larry, it will continue. They need to harden these targets and it will stop. So harden the targets. What does that mean, Larry? A cop in every school? Now, by the way.
But still.
The best district around here at this is Butler. You know, in the schools in Butler, they have retired armed state troopers in every single school. Kind of cool. But real quick, just schools, 300,000. Just schools, brother. Think about that. Hiring 300,000 cops, just schools. What about malls? There have been mass shootings. What about churches, Larry? Larry, what about college campuses? So using Pitt or Penn State as an example, if you want to harden those targets, we're talking about thousands of buildings, sir. Armed people in every single building on a college campus, right? How about churches, Larry? So every single church should have a cop in it? So what I'm suggesting here is, look, pie in the sky, I would have a comfort level with an armed cop in every single school in America, wouldn't you? But do you want that? And can we afford that? And is the manpower to do that? No, 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 and no, sir. There's no way, Larry. There's absolutely no way this can happen. So,
and this shooter shot right through, they saw the video, right through the set of double doors at the entrance to get in, blasted her way through the doors, through the glass.
And there are schools, for instance, using going as far back as Columbine as an example. There were two armed police officers at that school. So even that doesn't guarantee it, sir.
And you'd have to be in the exact right place at the right time if you were inside there against assault weapons, presumably with the handgun.
Mass shooting in Florida with more than 20 killed. Two armed cops at that school at the time of the mass shooting. I do not know what the answer is, but I wanted to ask folks if they would have a comfort level with one gun, one person trained at every single school in America. One gun, one person trained at every single school in America.
866-391-1020. 621 News Radio KDKA. 866-391-1020.
One gun in every school in America. One gun, one highly trained person. And just so you understand context, for historical perspective, how long I have been watching mass shootings. This is a fact. I was at, this is so bizarre, and this has been going on for so long. 1991, Larry. Killeen, Texas. I remember standing there as if it were yesterday. Now think about how long ago that is. More than 30 years. Guy named George. I'll never forget his face as long as I live. George Hennard. He lived about a mile from this cafeteria-style restaurant. They're called Luby's. You would walk in and you would walk down them just like a calf. They would put different things on your tray. Very, very popular in Texas. He drives his truck into the front of the Luby's, kills everyone in there. Killed 27 people. Mass shooting. I was at two mass shootings in Oklahoma at post offices. One in Norman, Oklahoma, 16 people dead. What I'm suggesting is, and I'm going through this in my mind's eye yesterday after this happens, I have been to at least 25 mass shootings in my career with several hundred people, murdered. Not making this about me. What I'm suggesting is my career goes back 40 years, almost. Almost. My point is, nothing's changed, brother. Larry, nothing has changed.
Let's go to George in Clareton. You're on the Big K Morning Show, George.
Morning, gentlemen. Very seriously, very quick. Marty and I talked about that 7 years ago, and there was a lady in the Libby's incident. The guy drove his Ranger in there, yelled, "Women are vipers," and started picking everybody because it's supposedly a gun-free zone. There was a lady in there with her parents. They were hiding behind a table. He was on the Richard Bay show, and she said if her father could have got to his vehicle where he had a gun, he would have took care of business. Richard Bay downplayed that. I called Wayne LaPierre. It was a big thing also. Now, yesterday morning, I swear this is true, I was taking my granddaughter to school here, and I taught as recently as December. I taught for years. I was showing her a video from an expert named Massad Ayoub. He's an expert. He teaches firearms firearms everywhere. Ron Dayton probably knows of him, I'm sure. It was about school shooting and gun zones. And he talked about what was going on. And he talked about Ohio, how Ohio doesn't have this. They have teachers that are willing to be trained. They have signs up.
Hold on. Stop. Stop with the rhetoric. You've been talking the same crap for 10 years. Stop. 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 Stop, or we're going to cut you off. Stop. Act like an adult for a change. This has not changed in 40 years. You can't do this in every school. You can't do it. Stop. This is a conversation. This isn't your speech, the same one you've had for 20 years. You can't put them in malls, churches, schools. You can't put them in synagogues. You can't put them in every single college building in America. That would be millions of guns in thousands and thousands and thousands of buildings. It can't happen, physically happen. You can't put a gun in the hands of every single person that owns a restaurant. You can't, or a bank, or a synagogue, or a mall, or an elementary school, or a daycare, or at a school bus, or at any kind of sporting event. You can't, George. You can't do it. Can you, sir?
625 at KDKA.
You can't physically do it. It's not possible, George. Stop with the same old, same old.
6:37 on this Tuesday morning. Damaging winds here. Paul Rasmussen and I were talking about Saturday. 15 hours of high winds at Pittsburgh International, 46 miles per hour, which pales in comparison what happened in the South in Mississippi. CBS's Anne-Marie Green.
Cleanup efforts are underway in the South after an outbreak of deadly tornadoes. The storms dropped golf ball-sized hail. Twisters traveled from Mississippi to Georgia. The death toll in Mississippi was revised down, though, to 21 by local emergency officials. In West Point, Georgia, at least 100 homes were left flattened. Alabama was also hit hard. Folks in Mississippi have been cleaning up for days after a powerful EF4 tornado tore through the town of Rolling Rock Friday night.
It was chaos. Well, everything was flattened, and you just hear screaming of this one's name and that one's name, and these are people you know, and you know they were home, and you don't know where they are.
The tornado was the most powerful to hit Mississippi in 3 years. It left a 59-mile-long path of destruction through multiple counties and was on the ground for over an hour.
59 miles.
My God.
The path of that tornado. And if you have not seen the video, when that woman says flattened, as far as the eye can see, nothing.
Hey, Larry,
in some of those towns.
You're really attuned to weather and weather events. Do you know, I apologize, I can't find it. What was the classification of this?
E4, which there E4. Are five is the top. So four is a major, major tornado.
I lived in Oklahoma City and Tulsa for several years. I was at the scene of one class four tornado in Tulsa, one class five in Oklahoma City. You have no idea until you go into a town. You have no idea. But the smell and the sound and the destructive force until you see it, and God bless those folks, man. The screaming, Larry. My God. Powerless to this. What did you say, 59 miles?
59 miles of devastation.
I reached out to one of my favorite people with the best charity in America, quite frankly, Brother's Brother. Ozzy Samar, good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Ozzy, from Pittsburgh here, you have launched some help, and this is something that you do every day of the week somewhere in the world. This one a little closer to home than some of the others. Tell us what you're facing.
Yeah, Larry, whenever there's a disaster, whether it's here at home or around the world, we try to respond. And, you know, the minute we saw what was going on, I mean, this is reminiscent of what happened in Kentucky. It must have been December of 21. You know, you wake up Saturday morning and you see the amount of destruction. It's absolutely unbelievable, as Marty was talking about and that, you know, lady was relating. So our response had to be immediate, and we reached out to some of the partners on the ground. I mean, as it so happens, you know, Mississippi had flooding not that long ago, you may recall, last September. And we had sent water and other supplies down there. So for us, it was imperative that we respond as quickly as possible.
Brother's Brother, the best charity in the world. I've never seen anything quite like it. Ozzie, for historical perspective, and we've talked to the weather folks about this, they're seeing more cataclysmic events than any time in history. Are you folks seeing that in terms of demand for help, sir?
Well, we are. You know, I'm no weather expert. Right. I certainly wouldn't claim to be one. But from what I can see, it just seems like the amount of destruction is so extreme and people in need. You know, this really came about to the forefront during COVID, where there were so many people out of work and just in need. And that's obviously not a disaster in the normal sense of a disaster. But the more we see on a daily basis, even this morning, you know, I was hearing about more storms through Georgia, some parts of Florida, and so on. So it seems like a continuing need. But Marty, I want to say, you know, we respond, and the only way we can do this is through the generosity of your listeners. Larry, saying to you, obviously, you know, the people of Pittsburgh just open their hearts, open their wallets, and, you know, they respond time after time after time. And it amazes me. You know, you'd think people just get, I mean, people have their own needs and so on.
Right.
But still, when they see their fellow person and a fellow human in need, they respond. So I got to take my hat off to the heart and soul of the city.
True.
And the best way to help, you can go to brothersbrother.org. And I really, like Marty, appreciate and respect what you do here from right out of Pittsburgh. Many people not realize your headquarters is right here on the north side of the city. So,
hey, Ozzie, before we go, I wanted to mention something because tomorrow we have this Feed the Need, and the folks at the food bank used to be able to buy, what is it, Larry? $1 buys 5 meals. Now it's $1 buys 3 meals.
Yeah, due to inflation.
Inflation. Ozzie, are you seeing the same fixed cost inflation affecting your bottom line and the ability to help, sir?
We definitely have seen, you know, the increase in costs. Even so, we have a truck going out today with 10 pallets of water, 4 pallets of hygiene kits, and 2 pallets of tarps, which are going out to the Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency in Belzoni, Mississippi. And where we see it is in the shipping cost and the cost to purchase this kind of these kind of relief supplies and so on. Yeah, we definitely see it. And I do want to add that we've been a supporter of the food bank, and we continue to do that. So I think they do a phenomenal job, you know, to help our in-need people in our own city. So couldn't say enough about that. But, yes, we definitely are seeing it across the board.
Thank you, Ozzie. We continue to support what you do and appreciate it.
Great stuff, man.
Hey, Marty, thank you. Thank you so much.
Ozzie Samad, who is Brothers Brother Foundation president, again, based here in Pittsburgh. brothersbrother.org is an easy way to reach them. Tomorrow, it's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and we'll be asking for your help. You've been so generous in the past. Such an important thing for our neighbors with food insecurity, and you can text NEED to 50155, and your donation will provide meals locally. Brought to you by Friends for Kahari, Mosley, Monticello's, EV True Value, and Sarver True Value, Vincenti Distribution Company, South Hills Lincoln, Performance Food Service, and Dienergy. And a dollar from all purchases of Iron City will go to our efforts. And it'll be a big deal tomorrow because we have 5 radio stations in Pittsburgh under the Odyssey umbrella, AUDACY, and it's a collective effort.
I am not complaining. We have been blessed and have had great success. However, anyone that's been to the grocery store, and I go to the grocery store, it's astounding what's happened to the price of groceries. Astounding. And Larry, as we know, because we know this, folks, and you just heard this from Ozzie, the costs for them are going up as fast as the cost for anyone else.
And you took a picture of empty shelves.
Oh, my gosh.
Where was that?
Giant Eagle, Leedsdale.
Of, what was it, the cheese section?
Yes, sir. They had power outages the other night. And they had to throw everything out.
Oh, man. It's completely empty.
And look, I get what folks are saying. By the way, over 125,000 people looked at that picture. And they jump in with the rhetoric, why won't Giant Eagle give this away? They could send this to the food bank. They are not allowed.
Legally.
No. Someone could get sick and die.
And how about all the restaurants that were booked full for Saturday night had no power? They had to cancel everything. Lost tens of thousands of dollars, millions collectively.
But that aside, regarding food costs, Samantha, you're on what we would describe as a fixed income. You have to work two jobs, right?
Yeah.
You're not poor, mild thing. You love what you do. We love that
Yeah.
But you do it. When you go to the grocery store, do you not have sticker shock?
Oh, yeah.
And have you noticed a dramatic change? Because I have.
Oh, yeah, I have. Especially, like, I mean, eggs. We talk about eggs, fruit, anything like that.
And for these entities, so folks know this, and that's why we love the help. That's why we love what the food bank does. Quite frankly, that's why we love what Ozzy does at Brother's Brother. So when you used to give a buck, it paid for five meals with the food bank. Now that same buck pays for three meals. So every single thing they are buying costs them more. So they need more money to get to the folks that they've always had to get to. And because folks are struggling to buy food, they can't get as much. And they remain what is called food insecure. At the end of the day, if we can't make a difference, why are we here? That's why I value you, Larry, value so much what we're doing tomorrow.
Yes, the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and we'll kick it off tomorrow morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.